Genesis 6, verse 1 to 13. God's just judgment. These verses answer the objection that judgment by a flood was excessive. The contrast between what mankind was at the beginning and what he had become is very stark. Genesis 1, verse 31 says, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Now he sees continual evil, Genesis 6, verse 5. This was total depravity by personal choice. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29, though this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Then there was a peculiar iniquity of a race of giants, Genesis 6, verse 4. Giants is from the Hebrew Nephilim, whose root word Nephal means to fall. These were the progeny of the sons of God who cohabited with the daughters of men. The identity of the sons of God is discovered in Job 1, verse 6. Angels are sons of God by direct creation, as was Adam, Luke 3, verse 38, and like him, chose to disobey God. A number of these fallen angels who left their first estate, estate means house, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 2, took over ungodly men, and through relations with ungodly women, produced a seed great in stature and great in sin, Jude verse 6 and 7. Their destruction was necessary for the preservation of the human race and for the faithfulness of God's word. God had given our first parents the promise of a Redeemer, the seed of the woman, a virgin-born Saviour. The line to the promised seed must continue pure. But the earth was corrupt before God, and the Bible says in Genesis 6 that all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. The contrast is Noah. The Bible says Noah was a just man and perfect, that is, upright in his generations, and Noah walked with God. God chose to continue the line to the promised seed through him. But for the general wickedness of the race and for the sin of the giants, God determined to wipe out mankind, sparing only a few in his mercy. It is not too hard to see why, and the divine sentence is never unjust. But the fact the judge of all the earth shall do right is a comfort to his redeemed. It means he will never reverse his acts of grace toward them, and that one day they will realize the promise of a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3, verse 13.